Today is Monday, the 4th of August, the memorial of St. John Vianney, in the 18th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are my hope throughout the day. Can you make this your prayer today? As you enter into prayer now, can you begin by placing all your hope and all your trust in the Lord? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, It is a ghost! And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, Come. So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, You of little faith, why did you doubt? When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly, you are the Son of God.
Jesus very often says to his followers, Do not be afraid. There are 100 reasons every day to be afraid. But Jesus assures us that he is always present, no matter how terrifying the circumstances or desperate the situation. Can I listen to those words of reassurance and really hear them? Can you imagine what it was like to be part of this story? Spend a moment imagining it. The darkness, the sea, the wind, the noises, even the smells. What must it have felt like to be there? Now imagine yourself there, as Peter or one of the others in the boat, as the story is retold.
Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Allow the scene to continue to unfold as you sit in the boat with Jesus after the wind has dropped. What do you have to say to each other? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.